Hi, this is Doug Eberhardt from the Other Place podcast, a bi-weekly actual play filled with mystery and swashbuckling adventure in a world plagued by the restless dead. Right now, you're listening to Redemption.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM, and also the droids 11D4 and R3A1.
Try to, you know, fly casual, look like you know what you're doing.
Andy Fox as the Botha negotiator, Quinth.
Have you ever seen a naked Bothans on?
Kaylee Jung as the Mandalorian, Bree.
They didn't look like cuddly types.
May Coker as the Zeltron enforcer, Zahn.
You guys made me shoot my family.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
We really don't want to go in direct contact with the mountains. Like, that's typically bad.
Episode 705, Something in the Air. Having survived both their encounter with Quinth's ex and the chemical attack of Tazi's painting job for Zahn, the crew take to the air to try and track down their elusive prey. With the help of a slightly unstable bounty hunter, they'll need to sneak past the ever-watchful eyes of the Galactic Empire in order to track their target to its den.
Roll the destiny pool. One dark side.
Two light side.
Two light side.
One light side.
One dark side.
Five light side and two dark side. Okay. Everybody's on the ship. A1 has finished up his project. He has a suit of armor for Ferris.
Is that the stuff I found in the chest?
Little of that, little of the stuff he had, little of some stuff I had.
I didn't know you could make armor.
His dome just kind of shakes back and forth. I couldn't make anything. You just never asked me to make you anything other than a drink.
I mean, I'm impressed. It looks really good. I'm impressed. Good job, A1.
Thank you.
It's almost as good as my candy bracer.
Almost. So now what?
Now that the ship is kind of aired out and the air isn't toxic, you can hear the soft hiss as Bree's armor unseals and she takes her helmet off, kind of just running her fingers through and shaking out the short purple bob that is her hair. I believe Ferris was going to lead us to this doctor person.
Point the way, Ferris.
He's putting on the armor. He's that way. He just points in a direction that's basically through a wall on the ship.
Well, that's helpful.
Well, you asked where he is. He's that way.
Zahn, he's pretty far away, so we need to fly to be able to find him.
Just remember what your paramour told you about the restricted flight channels in the city and on the planet.
Former
flight channels?
Former and possibly soon again to be, yes.
Did they change the routes?
No.
No, I'm talking about the paramour. Like, Mauve.
Oh, then why did you just say Mauve?
I was attempting to be circumspect.
What?
Is that contagious?
I don't know exactly what that means, but I think I'm offended.
I was attempting to be tactful and not just say, hey, your mechanic honey with the badonkadonk and the lot of junk might be into you again.
Former honey.
Oh.
Thank you.
Current badonkadonk.
I didn't
argue the thing about the behind.
And I'm pretty sure her badonkadonk is not a former.
What, is it a ladder? Because you could climb it?
So Quinth just goes into the pilot seat. She'll start up the ship.
Bree heads over to the jump seat she normally sits in and straps in.
A1, hey.
What?
Tell me about the flight paths that are okayed. Did you get that information?
Yeah. Into the city and out of the city.
Oh.
And other cities.
How are we going to do reconnaissance work without being...
We could go get maps of the area and start with that.
I assumed you saw holo schematics.
Well, I wasn't really looking for maps. Hold on. He plugs into the terminal.
I mean, he does a lot better when you tell him what you're looking for. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's hard when I have to keep one eye on. And one of his little hands points towards Tazi. Trying not to be seen by Tazi.
Oh, Tazi is not paying attention at all.
So he's successful. After a few minutes, A1 pops up some holographic maps of the city and the surrounding area. The area he's pointing to on this map is listed as a radiated zone. It says that during the war, the Republic raided the area during the battle on the planet.
That sounds very suspicious. The Republic isn't really known for using, you know, dirty weapons like that.
It's listed as an accident. I guess they were trying to shoot something in orbit, and it blew up down here.
Or that's just what they put to keep people away from it.
Well, it is odd that there are ships that, if you follow their path, would go in and out of orbit near this area. But they don't show up on any radar
or anything. Well, all right, then. Let's go check out the irradiated zone. The irradiated zone.
Everything out in that direction past the city is highly monitored for our safety, it says.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls up a little video that the Empire has put up. For your safety, we are monitoring this area and the radiation levels. Please stay away.
What C-list celebrity do they get to do that?
It's a Twi'lek singer named Teela O'Malley.
Can we actually calculate how long it would take to get to the irradiated zone by speeders?
A1 actually looks over at Quint. If we stay really low to the ground and we follow this little canyon, I think we can get in that area. But if we get too high up, they'll pick us up on their sensors.
It's going to take one hell of a pilot.
Well, if that's what you're looking for...
A1's just standing there watching Quint and Tazi.
Bree has a very unbelieving look on her face when Tazi speaks up, but she does not say anything.
Zahn's looking very bored with this discussion and sitting on the floor by her new caboodle, touching it to see if it's still wet.
It is. Our choices are basically take the ship and fly low, or we can find some sort of speeder that is armored and hardened against radiation in case there actually is radiation, and then hope to find our way through there through any blockades and checkpoints.
Flying low sounds more fun.
It's hard, but it's not that hard. I can certainly do it. I did it all the time in the Fang.
It's risky. I mean, if we get shot down, this is where we live right now.
At least we'd be close to the ground.
No, we used to live in the Fang also, and we never got shot down.
Sure. Quint, it is up to you.
So Quint thinks about when Tazi buzzed the Jedi Temple to pick Corell up, and just nods. All right, Vex, let's see what you can do. I'll be in the co-pilot's seat. Although, how many drinks are you in today?
I'm only in like 3 right now, which is, I can fly on like 6, so we're good. Really, I'm actually pretty fine. I'm good. And he holds up his hand, and his hands aren't shaking at all.
We have seen you, well, some of us have seen you fly in situations, so yeah, let's go.
I mean, if it's your ship, so I mean, I'm not trying to steal your thunder.
Yes, but I would like to be able to do reconnaissance.
I'm your Duro.
Oh, somebody just fly the ship. Zahn's rolling around on the floor.
I second that.
Are you rolling around in the paint?
Yep.
Zahn!
Well, hurry up.
Ugh.
This Ferris guy's boring. He won't even wrestle me.
Tazi climbs up into the pilot's seat and makes himself at home. He reaches out and touches a panel, and the seat moves a little bit forward and a little bit up, and like you can see it. He's trying to configure it so it's a little more comfortable for him, as he's significantly taller than Quint.
This is a good pilot's chair. There's a lot of adjustments here. I'm really supporting my back.
You can save your adjustments. Just save it in position 2, not position 1. Position 1 is mine.
Oh, I can save my settings. So that's all that in a bag of tinker shells.
I don't remember the last time I heard somebody say that.
It's what all the kids are saying now, right?
That's what a throwback. I mean,
I keep it real.
What?
Quint looks at Zahn. Are all the kids saying that's all that in a bag of tinker shells?
Not anymore.
No, that was like 10 years ago.
Forever ago. Only old people say that now.
That checks out.
Checks out?
All right. We also probably want Ferris up there. Bree, the guns have their own controller, if you would like to.
Very well. And she heads up the stairs to climb into the little station you set up for the gunner. And straps in.
Just a thought. It might not be bad if we kept the cargo ramp a little open so Ferris can smell things.
If the area we're going into is truly irradiated, though, we will want that sealed.
It is possible it is actually pretty toxic, and they're underground or something.
I mean, it was just a suggestion. That's all. I mean, again, I'm just happy to be back in the pilot's chair. So I'll go wherever you want me to take you.
I would suggest that we find a location and land, and then if radiation levels are okay, crack the ramp and let him smell.
Yes.
So weird.
All right, Ferris.
Yes?
I want you up here near the cockpit to guide us.
Very well. He walks up there and stands right behind you.
That's some nice-looking armor, by the way.
I agree. And he points in the same direction. We have to start that way.
Tazi's going to lay in the course for our destination.
He doesn't give you exact coordinates. He's just giving you a vague direction. All right, that way. A1 looks over at you, Tazi. Yeah, you don't really need to stay low flying over the city. Try to, fly casual, look like you know what you're doing.
This isn't my first time in the chair. You know that, little buddy.
Yeah, but this is your first time trying to be stealthy while flying. Normally, you're more the hammer trying to hit the nail.
Tazi grins at that and just kind of shakes his head. And he will then push the throttle on the social detox and get things moving.
All right.
Oh, no, take the emergency brake off. Take the emergency brake off.
Well, no. There's no emergency brake. What emergency brake?
Quinth points to a button clearly labeled emergency brake.
Why do you have an emergency brake on the ship?
In case I have to park on a hill.
Tazi reaches down and presses the emergency brake button, turning it off.
All right.
I imagine that whoever sold Quinth this ship put it in there as a joke, but Quinth has no idea that it's not a joke, so she's dead serious about this.
The button doesn't actually do anything.
No, it's completely, it turns a light off on the dash.
I'd like to think that what the button does is actually, pops a set of flaps on the ship that actually, would slow it down in air, but Quinth has never used it for that. She just does it when she lands the ship, thinking that it's actually brakes.
Okay. We see the ship fly over the city there, heading out towards the area that Ferris has pointed to.
Okay.
You start flying over a fairly wooded area.
And once we hit outside the city, Tazi will then start, we'll bring the ship down real close to the deck.
Okay. A1's got that holographic map up.
Mm-hmm.
Try to follow this river, because if we can stay below the tree line, their sensors will just assume we're part of the landscape.
Got it.
So we see the ship following this river.
What would you like me to roll for a check?
This is pretty tough to do, because not something people do on a regular basis. So let's go with 4 purple.
Okay. Ooh.
They are heavily patrolling the area, so to avoid any patrols, throw in a couple black die. And Tazi is 3 drinks in. So we'll make it a 3rd black die for his 3 drinks.
With my various piloting skills, I can negate 2 of the black die.
Right, very well.
I will do that. Then I will roll the rest of these dice, and let's see if Tazi can brush off some of the rust. All right, so that is 1 triumph, 2 successes, and 2 threats.
Okay. What would you like the threats to be?
No, I would like the threats to be that at least twice Tazi dips the ship a little too low, and the cannons mounted on the lower, technically the tail-mounted cannons, drag the trees, so they are temporarily inoperable.
Okay.
So there's at least twice where the ship takes a little bit of a thump as the bottom of the ship drags a bit against the tree line. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Watch the trees! Watch the trees!
Mav isn't the only one with some junk in the trunk. You gotta keep the back tail up.
Yeah, no, this is a little different than the Fang, but I got it. I got it. We're good.
I've got
it.
Red lights on my board down here. Can we get somebody to take a look at the system?
A1, do you mind doing that?
Sure. I'm looking at it right now.
Thank you.
Looks good.
I've got red lights on the board for both guns. They're not working.
Right. You told me to look at it. I'm looking at it. There's a red light on. Both guns aren't working. You're correct.
A1?
He's so smart.
Would you please fix the guns?
He's plugging into the computer.
Thank you.
See, we're keeping it low, low profile. Nothing's popping up on sensors. I think we're good.
Quint will look to Ferris to see if we're still on the right track.
He seems to be getting more and more agitated the further you fly. At one point, the forest is starting to get thinner, and you can see you're going to enter into a mountainous area.
Anything on the sensors indicating that we're entering or in an irradiated area?
Go ahead and make a hard perception check.
All right. Let's see. One, two. One success. The triumph and one success.
Okay. Right off the bat, you don't see anything unusual. Everything looks normal. What would you like to do with the two triumphs you've rolled? One for the piloting and one for the perception.
So we'll say there's a subtle change in kind of the surrounding greenery. Like it's the colors change a bit from a lush green forest to something a little more sickly looking. The sky looks a little... The color is a little off in the sky in this area. But moving forward, as we're flying over this area, Tazi's seeing signs of recent activity, like from ships. There's a couple of areas that look like they've been recently landed in as they're flying over these spots. So okay. For this being an irradiated zone, there definitely looks to be some recent activity.
Okay. Well, I would say even with the triumph, the area does not show any real signs of radiation.
Okay.
It's very odd.
It looks... I don't know what a radiated zone normally looks like, but this looks perfectly fine to me.
A1 looks over at Quint. Have you ever seen an irradiated area?
Yes, it looks different.
I mean, the sensors aren't picking up anything either.
Interesting.
So it's just a warning sign to keep civilians out.
Probably.
I mean, somebody's been through here. There's, you know, and Tazi like takes one hand off the controls and like he keeps pointing through the cockpit at the ground that they're moving far too fast over.
There's a spot there. You can see there. Okay, well, just take my word for it. People have been landing in this area.
Quint looks back to Ferris, who is apparently agitated.
He's more like one leg shaking quickly. He's kind of starting to pace a little bit when he's not sitting down. We're getting closer.
Good, that's what we want. Are we still in the right direction?
We're headed that way. We just need to go a little further. He's closer.
Good.
Can you be a little more specific?
Tazi kind of says over his shoulder.
The hairs on the back of my neck are starting to stand up. He's closer.
Okay then. You just tell us when we should land. How about that?
Very well. And he's just staring out the window. He's, like I said, pacing a little bit.
What are our sensors saying?
Right now, nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay, so no, like, compounds coming up or anything?
Not that you can see, but it's very mountainous coming up. You're going to have to go into the mountain area to actually get in the direction he's talking about.
Vex, how do you feel about those mountains, about going through them?
Well, I mean, I would recommend going over or around them. Through mountains is pretty bad on a ship. You don't want to go directly into the mountain. You want to kind of go around or above them or, weave through them if you can. But we really don't want to go in direct contact with the mountains. Like, that's typically bad.
I mean, We may have to.
Well, I think
you do realize I'm saying I don't want to crash into the mountain, right?
Yes.
I was trying to make a joke. I guess I'm not very good with that. Yes, I can fly. I can fly wherever you want me to fly over there, so we're fine.
A1?
I can keep it low.
Yeah?
You were going to say something?
He kind of covered it. Just didn't want him to crash. That's all. Just fly in between the mountains, close to the ground, no crashing. Got it?
Sure thing, boss.
A1 just looks out the window. Go. He says that way. So make another roll. Same roll.
All right. If I recall, it is 4 purple... 1 black because I take 2 black out, and then I've got my regular skill. So, all right.
Yep.
Let's see what happens. Still gives me 2 successes and 4 threats.
Okay. Ooh. I think as Tazi's flying through, he gets a little too close to one of the mountains and has to jerk the controls over, and not everybody is buckled in. And Zahn falls into a panel, and the ship takes 4 strain.
Ooh.
Because there's some sparks flying in the back.
Sorry about that back there.
No, you're not.
Maybe buckle in to a seat.
Buckling, whatever. We're fine. You got a dent in the wall. Oh, that's our ship. Never mind.
You got a dent in the wall.
Thanks.
Just do your job.
I'll fix it later.
We need a bigger ship.
Thanks, A1.
You're welcome. And at that, Sant, D4 leans over.
Are you injured?
Not too much. I mean, it'll probably bruise. It's fine. It'll cover it up with my jacket and nobody will know.
Very well. I have been monitoring for radiation and have found none. I am overly prepared for the situation as I have made stim packs to combat the radiation. Would you please let me know when we get in that area? I am curious to see the effects.
Raises an eyebrow.
We're supposed to be in that area right now, so I think they were just lying.
Interesting.
We'll let you know, though.
It is possible there's more radiation somewhere else, yes.
We can always hope.
Well, it would be interesting to see how it affects you all. I have not seen radiation on a Bothan.
Oh, I hope your hair doesn't fall out.
Have you ever seen a naked Bothan, Zahn?
No.
You better really hope my hair doesn't fall out.
Oh.
We are not good looking without our fur.
We can get you a wig, maybe? Do they make Bothan wigs?
Alright, you guys are continuing through the mountains.
Yeah, social detox is zipping above the tree line, zipping around a little crevasse in the mountains, narrowly missing a couple of falling rocks.
Alright, Tazi or Aeon would be the most likely to see this. The sensors do go off. There is a ship flying above, coming out of atmosphere, heading down in front of you guys. It does not appear that it has spotted you.
Oh, we got company ahead of us here. I'm gonna slow her down.
Good.
Trying to keep her low, and Tazi will back off the throttle a bit and try to keep a visual on where that ship is going. A1, can you keep them on sensors?
Will do.
I mean, they are most likely going to where we want to go, so, but we don't want them to see us.
Thanks for laying that out for me.
Yeah, you're welcome, Vex. I'm really happy you're doing so well flying this ship.
You getting all that tactical information you were looking for?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. Don't suck, Vex. Oh, look at that. You followed my advice. Good.
Uh-huh.
See, what I'm doing now is called flying with talent. Maybe you want to look into it, since you do have a ship. I mean, we can do this all day, but shouldn't we just be more concerned about this ship that came down in front of us?
That's where my focus is.
Good. Keep it there.
It's still several kilometers up in the distance before you can get to the same area that ship landed.
I would like to do, I think, a starship action.
Okay.
Tazi's going to continue to try. He's going to, like, fly defensively and continue doing evasive maneuvers to stay out of sight. Same difficulty or different?
I would say throw in another black die because Tazi's a little more nervous about this ship because it is a bigger shuttle than you guys are in. It's got two wings that come down, a big fin that comes up. And it looks pretty heavily armored and armed.
Does it have a symbol on it?
From this distance, it's tough to tell unless you try to scan it. But if you go to scan it, A1 would stop you. If we scan them, then they can potentially spot us.
Right.
I'm doing passive sensors mostly to see terrain.
7 successes, 3 threats.
Okay. As Tazi's flying the ship, D4 happens to look out one of the windows. He looks over at Zahn.
Interesting.
What?
I would not think that they would use the caves in this area.
Caves? There's caves?
Yes. Yes, several. The Jedi used to use them during their training.
Oh. Hey, Quinthy, do you hear that? They got caves.
That would be an excellent place to hide the things.
Right? We should go in the caves.
Well, yes.
Ferris, what about caves?
I mean, we need to find a safe place to land first. Right. And see if there's...
Vex can land anywhere, right?
Yep. Just point me to where you want me to go, and I'll put her down gently. I mean, if that's okay with our captain. Do you mind if I put it down gently, Captain? Am I allowed?
Yes, you can put it down gently.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Have I ever told you that I feel like your mother named you very appropriately?
It's not the first time I've heard that.
One of the nicer things people have said about his mother.
Vex's mother. A1 Vex's mother. My mother.
Right.
What?
Exactly. So where are we going to land? Because we can't go to where that ship just went to.
Can we scan the caves without potential of being found, or...
You can scan for a cave entrance.
Okay.
I don't really think the sensors can penetrate the ground real well.
Before we land, is there a way that we can do a passive scan on the ship that's ahead of us, or do we have all the information we can get from a passive scan already?
Pretty much the passive scan would just tell you it's a Imperial ship, because it's got an Imperial code and an Imperial symbol on it. Other than that, if you scanned it even further, it would tell you more.
But there's also the chance that they'll notice they're being scanned.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
A1 looks over. So where are we going to land?
Yeah, where? Come on. It's stuck in this ship too long already.
Well, where's the... I mean, point the closest cave entrance and I'll find a place to land.
Just look for one.
Yeah, so Quinth will give you directions to a nearby opening.
All right, well, I'll put her down over there. There's a small clearing between those trees. We should be fine. Should be fine. Won't scrape the paint, I promise.
Not too close.
To the trees or the cave?
To the cave.
Okay, you find a cave to the left and kind of down from where you are. It's pretty narrow, so it's going to be a little more difficult to get in there than just straight piloting down. And you can see Ferris is definitely getting more agitated.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starting to kind of almost paw at you, Quinth. And he's just like, I can almost feel him. He's near.
Good.
And he points in a direction that is directly towards one of the mountains in front of you. He's that way. Tazi, go ahead and make one more piloting check. Those threats, though, make it 2 more black dice as you're trying to squeeze into an area.
So 6 black dice right now?
Yeah, but you get to take away 2, so only 4.
Great.
Remember, you still have 5 light side points sitting over here, too.
All right. That is 1 success and 1 advantage.
So what's it look like as you pilot down into the mountains?
So Tazi brings the social detox lower and lower. Suddenly the ship kind of stops almost dead, hovering in the air. And then it starts to, everything kind of shudders forward a bit. And you can hear the frame, you can hear the ship creak a bit as it stops. And then the ship starts to lower and level out. So, you know, it goes from that vertical position to that horizontal position as it's lowering to the ground. And through the cockpit, you can see like this cave entrance or this opening just kind of slide over the ship as the ship slowly moves forward in the cave and then sets down gently. The ship is 75% in the cave.
Okay.
Only the rear guns really are sticking out of the cave opening.
All right. You guys are in the cave. D4 immediately stops all the crew.
I think it would be wise if I were to go out first and measure the radiation levels.
Sure. Do it.
At that, he turns and...
Good luck.
Opens up the landing platform just enough for him to squeeze out. He comes back a minute later, shoulders kind of droopy a little bit.
The levels are normal. I show no signs of radiation at all.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Maybe next time.
Why would you be sorry? This means it is safe for you.
Yes, but you were looking forward to studying the effects.
I'm sure I will have time at another date. I do believe we have a mission to complete.
We do. Let's get off the ship.
Bree's got her helmet on now, and she's pulling a rifle out of her pack and assembling it and slings it over her back.
Hey, Ferris, is this right?
He looks at you, and his expression is going from agitated to a little more reserved and calm, and he looks at you. And when he looks up, his eyes are becoming a lot more focused, and he stares right ahead. He's that way, not far.
What are you going to do when you find him?
Finish the job.
I forgot what the job was. What was the job again?
I thought the job was to find him.
Yes, that is part of the job.
Okay.
Quinth will lean over to Zahn. Zahn, if he tries to kill the doctor, what's his name? Just let him. Don't worry about it. You know, he's a bounty hunter and...
Okay, different, yeah. But okay.
Yeah, he's... I don't think we should get in his way.
He's a little spooky.
Yeah. But... Hey, hopefully we're in the right place.
Hope so.
So Quinth will pull out her blaster, too. And then she'll look at the group and say, so much for reconnaissance. I guess we're here. Let's go.
Zahn stands and stretches. Pulls her gloves on tight.
I'll be out in a minute.
D4 looks at the crew.
I should advise you. These caves are unique.
How?
They have a connection with the Force. The Jedi used to bring Padawans down here to retrieve crystals for their lightsabers. It is said that they would experience visions and trials. I believe that the Force can cause you to see things that are not there.
Like the paint fumes earlier.
Mm. Yes.
More intense than the paint fumes. It will not just be small colors and visual distortions. This may be full experiences that only exist in your mind. But you will believe that they are real.
Is that true even of people who aren't Force sensitive?
I believe the answer others would give is if that is the will of the Force.
Well, all right. D4 and A1, then I want you with us, because you can be our safety net to make sure things are there when we say they are.
A1 rolls up. Got it, Captain. D4 actually kind of almost stands up a little taller.
Very well, Captain. I will fulfill my mission and make sure that you experience only what is really happening to the best of my abilities.
D4 turns and looks at Tazi.
To do this, you will have to trust me. But more importantly, listen to what I'm saying. This is not a time to be reckless or wild.
And he's pointing his finger at Tazi at the same time.
D4 is pointing up to the pilot's seat. Tazi hasn't gotten out of it yet.
Vex! Vex!
Yeah, I said I'm coming, okay? I'll be out in a second. Just give me a moment, okay?
We should really get in and go.
I said I'm coming, okay?
Zahn rolls her eyes and starts to head out towards the door.
Quint will head out as well.
What is Bree doing?
She was watching this going kind of back and forth and waiting for Ferris to leave, and she was going to follow him, since he seems to know where they're going.
Ferris follows Quint out, and he's pointing in a direction to Quint. We have to follow this path.
All right, everybody, we need to keep low and slow, all right? We don't know if there are guards, if there are sensors. We need to keep sharp eyes, all right?
A1 looks at Quint, and we need everyone.
With that, the camera cuts back to the cockpit of the social detox, and a brief shot of Tazi sitting there and taking a couple of deep breaths in the pilot's seat, and you see him just smile with the quiet, and he gets up, climbs out of the cockpit, grabs his pistols off of his chair, for lack of a better term, and pulls a flask out of his combat suit, takes a sip, and puts the flask on the chair and walks out.
As Bree walks past D4, he leans in so you can see the reflection as D4's head is beaming off her helmet. And he leans as close as he thinks he can and whispers quietly,
I may have to administer certain medications to help through this. Are there any modifications to your armor that would prevent me from injecting you with a stim pack?
The armor is hermetically sealed, so a piece would have to be removed in case of injury, but I have not sustained such an injury since my 13th year.
Very well. I must ask, though, have you ever experienced an intense encounter with the Force?
I have experienced a Jedi before.
This may be different. Have you ever had a moment where you see things that are not real?
No.
Very well. You will have to trust my judgment.
And he looks towards A1 and then looks back towards Bree.
My judgment.
Very well.
That conversation was happening as Bree and D4 are walking out the ship following Ferris.
And within a moment or two of the crew leaving the ship, Tazi follows.
And Ferris is pacing a little and just staring daggers towards one of the paths. Can we go? Can we? That way.
Yeah, Ferris, we can go. Remember, low and slow. But Quint will turn back to Vex and do the dude hitting on the shoulder thing. The, I don't actually have feelings, but, you know, good job punch. And she'll just say, nice flying, Vex.
If you need help getting it out of there, just, you know, let me know.
All right, let's go, though. Everybody, weapons at the ready.
All right. A1 turns a light on so that he can light up the path. Because obviously it's a cave and it'll get darker. Anybody else bring a light source?
I probably would have.
Bree has pulled out what you can only be described as a very heavy blaster rifle. And she's got it cradled in one arm. but she doesn't have a light source, and because her helmet takes care of the optical.
No light source.
Nope.
Can I flip a light side point for us to have dark vision goggles for everybody?
Sure.
So Quinth will start handing out night vision goggles to people who aren't Bree.
Okay.
Bree, I assume your helmet has built-in dark vision.
You would be correct.
Androids, are you all right?
Yep.
Yes, I can just see in the dark.
This is going to leave a weird thing in my hair.
Yes, sorry.
I'll make do.
So Quinth will hand Tazi one, and it definitely has been, like, the elasticy band on it has been cut, and another one has been sewn on, so it can fit over his head.
Tazi will take the goggles and just kind of chuckle. Thanks. I'll make it work.
Sorry, they're not big enough.
No, I'll make it work. It's fine.
Okay.
And Tazi holds his pistol in one hand and then basically holds, like, one goggle up to one eye, like, in front of his eye so he can kind of see what he's looking at.
It's like you have an eye patch on.
With the other hand. Kind of, except he's holding it there. So he's walking around, like, it's pistol in one hand, and he's holding the goggle up to his eye with the other.
And Ferris, can you see?
I will make do.
All right, low and slow, let's go.
All right, we're going to have to make a stealth check. I'm assuming you guys are trying to creep through the cave.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll just have everybody roll a hard stealth check. 3 purple.
A single success.
I think I'd like to spend, I'd like to spend a force die to upgrade my die because I don't have any faith that I'm going to do very well.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Thank you.
Are we at a single light side?
No, you have 3 left.
Oh, we have 3 left.
We got 2 successes and 2 advantages.
1 success.
Okay.
3 successes, 1 advantage.
Whew, goes on.
Right?
D4 had 4 successes and a couple advantages, and A1 managed to have 1 success. So everybody made it.
Woo!
So you guys are moving quietly through the caves. Who's in the lead?
If Ferris isn't taking the lead, Bree would probably take the lead.
I feel like Ferris would be in the lead. He's the one who can smell where we're going.
Okay. Who's next to Ferris, then?
I would be.
Zahn would be up there, too.
Okay.
She thinks he's creepy, but she wants to watch him.
We'll have Bree and Zahn make hard perception checks.
3 purple. Okay. Got an advantage and a failure.
Ooh.
So all of my purple dice tonight have been threats, which is good. So I have 4 successes and 2 threats.
Okay. Bree, since you're the other one that made the perception check, you see, as you're going through the caves, it kind of opens up in front of you, and you can hear kind of a low growling and some footsteps, and it's a very deep kind of rumble, growl sound, and then pretty heavy thumping of footsteps every so often.
Bree, like, puts a hand up, like, palm back towards the group to kind of signal them to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, like, cups one hand to her ear and then points forward. She kind of moves over to one side and pulls a rifle up to her helmet to sight down it. If nothing approaches within, like, 10 or 15 seconds, she's going to very slowly move forward.
Okay. So you motion for everybody to stop.
Quinth will stop.
All right. Go ahead and make a stealth check, Bree. Another hard stealth check.
To keep 1 success and 4 advantages.
Okay. You sneak up, and the rest of the crew is watching you, and you see once it kind of opens up, it drops down about 10 to 15 meters, and below you, you see 2 very large creatures that are almost 10 meters tall. They've got short, stubby legs and very long arms that end in a single claw. They got some sharp teeth. They're very furry. They got 2 horns that kind of go from their forehead, but backwards, so it kind of hugs their head.
Okay.
And they're gray with a gray kind of black mottled fur on them. And they're moving around in this little area. It's not little, because they're pretty big creatures. It's little for them.
Okay.
They don't seem to have noticed you.
All right. Bree's going to very carefully move back to the group. And she kind of, like, gesture everybody to kind of huddle up and take a few steps back. And she'll pull off her helmet and very quietly whisper, a description of the what she sees. I don't know what they are, but they are definitely hairy and kind of nasty. Ferris, are you sure this is the direction we need to go in?
He looks at you. Yes, I can. We're getting closer.
Can we go around them?
We would have to backtrace. They're like in a little, like a depressed area, but we'd have to go through them if we're going to continue on this path.
D4 leans in.
They are called Grawl. They're predators on this planet. This is probably their home.
Bree, did it look like they were standing guard or had been placed there on purpose? Or did they look like they belonged here and would be, you know, moving along to do other things, like normal things that giant beasts do?
It appears to be their lair. There are a couple of the exits, but nothing that we can get to without basically crossing their line of vision or their scent. Which, in this light level, we probably need to be more aware of than sound and light.
Are they aggressive?
They didn't look like cuddly types.
Well,
D4, you said they're predatory, so I assume they're aggressive.
They are aggressive if they are hungry, or they see you as prey, or you are attacking them. They will also defend their young.
If we have extra food, we could feed them.
Well, that's not the worst idea. My worry is engaging them would draw attention. You know, hearing blaster fire.
Indeed.
And I bet that if they're 10 meters tall, they probably have a great big growl or roar.
I suggest we try a different path.
Do you think they like candy?
That's my candy.
Zahn, what have we talked about?
By her description, they're very, very big.
Well, yes,
but I don't have enough candy.
Like candy, we could make a little path of candy.
Excuse me. Are we actually having this argument here, not 10 meters away from two ravening beasts that could kill and eat us?
Yes.
Why don't we try another path, another tunnel?
I think that makes the most sense.
Tazi, make a perception check. It's just an average check, so two purple. You're the only one not actively involved in the conversation.
Four successes and one advantage.
You're standing there listening to the rest of the crew kind of debate the plan, and you see Ferris roll his eyes and just start walking forward.
Ferris. Ferris. Hey, everybody, Ferris seems to be single-minded about this whole thing.
Ferris!
Ferris!
Bree sighs and puts her helmet back on.
Quint will try to grab Ferris from going too far.
Okay, you run up there. Roll a brawl check against his brawl.
Oh, God.
So, you said to leave him alone!
Not like this!
It's going to be two red and a purple against his brawl.
Just to let you know, I have one green and one yellow in Brawl. Oh, I ended with a single advantage.
Okay. He squirms out of your grasp. As he does, they're not real. You heard the droid. This is just in our head. All we have to do is walk past them.
That doesn't mean that everything isn't real. Let's have a droid look.
Do we really have time for this?
Yes!
I mean, we had time for you to find your stupid armor.
He glares at you, Zahn. This will keep me alive.
You could still be in the junkyard, so let D4 do his thing.
D4, can you please go check and see if those things are real?
Of course. Wait here, please.
I've got to roll his stealth check. He sneaks forward, very quiet, comes back a couple minutes later.
They are real, and currently they do not seem to notice us. Fortunately, the draft through this cave is in our favor.
Ferris, let's backtrack and find a different way. With your sniffer, we can easily still find where we need to go. Although I will point out, Quint is making heavy mental notes about what way they're going and how they can get out, like how to get back.
Ferris glares at you, Quint. And his eyes narrow, and he just looks at you. You don't have faith in them, do you?
Ferris, this is not about faith. This is about drawing attention to ourselves, which we do not want. All right, you are here for a person, but we are here for information. The last thing we need is for a bunch of guards to suddenly be swarming us, because they heard us taking out two growl, okay?
Can I make a leadership on him?
Sure. That, I think, would be against his discipline, which is not great. His discipline is only 2 purple.
I got 2 successes, 1 advantage, and 1 triumph.
Okay. What would you like to use the triumph?
Can the triumph be that we find another cave that isn't too far away that will go past the growl? Is that too much for a triumph?
Nope, that's fine.
Okay.
You can find an alternate way around.
We agreed to help you because you were going to help us. But honestly, I'm the one here in charge of this mission. So you will do what I say. We are going to find an alternate route.
He glares at Quint. I think there's a moment of a battle of will.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys lock eyes and you kind of just stare at each other. And then after a couple minutes, he just mumbles, "Fine, let's go. We've wasted enough time." And he mumbles under his breath, "I don't think we're close enough. They would have heard us. It would have been nice to see what you could do."
Yeah, well, next time, don't say that I don't trust my crew in an attempt to get me angry. That won't work.
He waves his hand as he's walking away, almost dismissing you.
Mm-hmm.
Bree will turn and follow Ferris before he gets too far out of sight.
Yeah, I trust Bree and Ferris to kind of guide our way.
Okay. You guys find another path and you're heading towards the direction that Ferris tells you to go. You guys are heading down this next path. Is Zahn still up front with him?
Yep, she is trying to keep probably back into the left of Bree.
Okay. Zahn, make a discipline check. It's going to be a hard discipline check, so 3 purple.
I only ended up with 1 advantage. That's all.
Okay. Zahn, you see a green light glowing up ahead, off to the left, even though Ferris is pointing for you to continue going straight. And you hear your brother quietly,
"Please, I just want to go home."
"Grace? What are you doing, Grace? Why are you here?" And Zahn will head that direction.
Quint will grab her.
"Hey, no.
What are you doing?
Brother. My brother's here. Like, of all places."
"Zahn, your brother's what? Not here."
"No, you heard him.
The Force Caves are playing tricks on us."
That green light up there. He's over by the green light."
"Do I see a green light, Chris?"
"Yes, there is a glowing green light up ahead to the left."
"See? He's right there."
"Yeah, but Zahn, there is no way that your brother is in these caves. Okay? Remember, we have a job?"
"Yeah, there's a job."
"So let's follow Ferris, because he's the one leading us to where we can find information."
Right after Quint says that, Zahn, you hear a kind of a whimpering.
"Just really want to go home. I can't take any more. Stop."
So Zahn's face will harden a little bit, and then she'll run in the direction of her brother's voice.
Okay.
"Bree, stop her."
I'm going to use my grapnel launcher on Zahn to attempt to catch her before she gets too far.
All right, fire away.
How far away did she get before I get a shot off?
I can't imagine she's any further than short range because the caves aren't that big.
Okay. I technically critical with it, which I'm not going to do anything with, but okay. She will be ensnared for 5 rounds, but every round she can make a hard athletics check to break free from the effect.
Okay.
Bree sees Zahn take off, and at Quint's order, she lifts her right arm and a small panel pops up on the top of the back of her gauntlet, and a cord shoots out with a hydraulic sound, and it wraps around Zahn's waist, then around her knees and around her ankles, and Bree yanks back on it, and Zahn goes tumbling to the ground.
"No!
D4A1, is there a green light up to the left?"
"Yes. Something is glowing up there."
"See, just, I'm not crazy."
And Bree turns her volume way down.
"D4, have you been hearing any voices calling out to Zahn?"
"I have not. Have you?"
"No. Therefore, I'm sure this is some sort of Force trick."
"That would make sense."
And Bree, like, keeps the cable taut, but walks closer, slowly reeling it in, because she just wants to drag Zahn across the ground.
"Zahn, you need to control yourself. There is nobody here. None of us can hear him."
"Fine. I mean, this happened up in the ship. You guys made me shoot my family. And why not here in the cave, too? Maybe my brother's out there dying. Maybe he's not. I'll just stand here."
Make a discipline check.
Okay. Same thing?
Make it the hard discipline, but throw in a blue dice because they're trying to convince you that it's a force hallucination.
Wash.
You still hear the voice. You still believe he's there.
I can't.
It hurts.
He's hurt. Just let me go. And I'll strain against the grapple.
Make a hard athletics check.
Can I sneak to the the opening, or at least try to see sort of what's in that green light? Because quite honestly, we might be walking past like a group of stormtroopers or something.
Okay, make a stealth check. Make it a hard check. Throw in a black die because you're trying to do it quickly.
3 failures.
I also rolled against the grapple to get out.
The crew hears Quint run down the little corridor, stomping her feet almost. Come around the corner, and the corridor here, it's a little branch off, dead ends, and there's just a little green glowing crystal in the wall.
All right, so Quint is going to glare at the crystal and just say, shut up.
All right, and back over to Zahn. You rolled your athletics check. Did you succeed?
I have 5 successes and 2 advantages.
Describe how it looks when you get out of this grapple cable.
So I hear my brother's voice, and I am kind of thrashing now on the ground, and I push my arms out against the grapple cable, and it comes unhooked from where it was hooked behind me. It just kind of pops off and gets loose, and I kick him off my legs, and I scrabble up to run down the hall.
All right. Bree, you see Zahn break free, and she's about to head down the corridor. What does everybody else want to do? A1 is just kind of watching because he's not 100% sure what's going on.
Vex is hanging back. Stealth is not his strong point. So as far as Vex is concerned, the less he moves, the better off everybody is.
Okay, fair enough.
If anything, Vex is probably covering their rears, the tunnel behind them, knowing that they did leave a couple of large creatures behind.
All right, fair enough. We'll jump back over to Bree then. You see Zahn getting up and heading out. What would you like to do?
Get say.
Bree reels in the cable and takes off after Zahn, attempting to tackle her.
Okay. That would be brawl versus brawl.
Zahn, what is your brawl skill?
3 yellow, 3 green.
Oof. That leaves me with 3 successes. So I think what happens is Bree like sprints after Zahn as she's getting out of the cable. As the cable's retracting with this little mechanical whir back into her armor, she dives onto Zahn, tackling her to the ground again, and then literally sits on her.
Why does it always end up like this? Just let me up.
This is a first for me, please.
But my brother, you should be able to hear him with your... You got a fancy helmet? He's down there.
Quint will wave to the two and just say, it's okay, Bree, let her come up and look at this. There's no one here.
Bree will let her get up.
Zahn will take off down to where Quint is.
There's just a crystal, Zahn.
Just a crystal?
As Zahn gets up to the dead end, she sees her brother. He's shackled to the walls, very little clothing on, very, very skinny. Looks like he's almost malnutritioned. He just looks up.
Are you here to take me home?
What are you doing here? We have to get you down.
Looking for you.
That doesn't make sense, but...
Zahn, there's no one there.
Zahn will reach for the shackles.
You feel shackles. You feel the cold metal chain going down to the metal bands around his wrist.
Zahn will work on trying to pull the shackles out of the wall or break them.
Okay.
Zahn... No one knew we were coming here.
He's right here. Can't you see him?
No, he's not right there. Honey,
yes,
I'm
yes,
sorry. He's not real.
Don't listen to her. She wants to take you away from us.
He says you just want to take me away.
Zahn, have I ever taken you away from anything? Or have I only been there beside you as you've run?
Zahn just stops moving for a moment.
Make a discipline check. I think because of the line that Quint just... delivered, knock a purple die off. So just do 2 purple dice.
Okay. My discipline's not great. 1 advantage, 1 failure.
You still see him there, but you feel a little more in control.
after Quint's line.
Do I happen to see the crystal now along with my brother?
Okay, I like that idea. As you look up, you start to see that he's kind of got this strange green glow about him that's not natural and not something you saw before.
I just want to go home and see Mom and Dad. They always took care of us.
No, they didn't.
They always paid somebody to take care of you.
You don't look... I mean, you look sick, but you don't look right.
You'd be sick if they had you here, too.
They? Who's they?
You know, the ones that led you away.
I don't... This doesn't make sense, and I just want to get you off the wall, and I... It doesn't... Quint, I don't know. Don't you have something?
A1, D4, what yes. do you see in here?
There seems to be a crystal glowing. Zahn must be under the influence of it. I would assume this is some sort of object that is focusing the force through it. It's not what I would call an artifact, but some items like that have a channeling ability. The Jedi would use these crystals in their lightsabers.
Zahn, we gotta go. Okay?
I could try a neural inhibitor to aid in breaking her from this vision.
No, let's not do that if she can pull herself away from it.
I'm not leaving without my brother.
Son, he's not there.
He's right here.
There's only a green crystal there.
D4, can you just drank her and we'll take her back to the ship?
We could, but that would take a crew member away from this mission. And we are headed to a potential stronghold of the enemy.
But right now she is a detriment to this company.
Hold on, Bree. D4, with this neural inhibitor, would this affect her in any other way?
It will lower the creative areas of the brain.
I think that's okay.
You may have to hold her.
Zahn's still paying attention to her brother on the wall and trying to figure out how to get him down, even though he doesn't look right.
Okay.
So she's not really paying attention to anything behind her.
He would just come forward, pull out a little stim pack. Zahn, you feel a little woozy for a second, and your vision kind of dims. And the light surrounding your brother grows a little brighter when you look back at him. Go ahead and make another discipline check. Leave it at the average, but throw in, we'll go 3 blue dice from all the assistants.
Okay. 4 successes and 2 threats.
You watch as your brother slowly fades from your vision, and you just see a green, small, glowing crystal about the size of your thumbnail in front of you.
Zahn kind of steps forward a little bit and puts her hand out and sees the crystal. The crystal, how is it? Is it like embedded into the wall or is it on like a pedestal or?
It's embedded in the wall.
Okay. Zahn would like to kick it really, really hard.
Okay. Roll your average check.
3 successes, 2 advantages, and a triumph.
If you'd like to use the triumph, you can definitely knock it right out of the wall.
I would like to knock it out of the wall, or at least have it crack.
Either one. Which one would you like to have happen?
I want it to crack. I think that'd be better.
Okay. You kick it as hard as you can, and it cracks, and there's a small release of energy. Not like an explosion, but you can just feel energy release past you, and the crystal ceases to glow.
Zahn? Did you just kill an inanimate object?
Hello there, this is May. I wanted to let you know that we play Redemption using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. Please find us on Twitter at RedemptionPod and check out our website at RedemptionPodcast.com. The crew also has an Instagram and Facebook. Both of those are at RedemptionPodcast. If you are having fun listening to our escapades, please leave us a review on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatcher. It would really mean a lot to us. We do also have a Patreon. You can find that at patreon.com/redemption. We offer outtakes, some behind-the-scenes chats, and even special goodies to help build the show with. We appreciate and thank you all very much for listening to Redemption, a Star Wars actual play podcast.